Good morning, Audio Boom. This is Shelley Batty 1966, and I'm with
Tony, Baby Raw.
Tony at the moment is making mince pies at the minute.
Yep, at the minute.
They seem to be really nice. Well, we've not cooked any yet, but they seem really nice. We've got some cake cases or mince pie cases from our friend in West Wickham, a shop. And there's one cake done. That's the second cake that I helped make. Shall I stop it? Alright, hold on a minute. Let me just turn this off like so. Hang on. Have you got a tea towel?
No, up on top of the microwave. There's an oven glove.
Thank you.
And what you're going to need is room to put it somewhat away. So. Ooh.
Oh,
that was no shelf. Yeah. What?
Every inch.
Come on, mate. Why don't you? I'm not touching it.
Oh.
Let's kill that one as well. It's a bit further back.
Such a goose.
Right there.
Sorry.
That's it.
When Tony decides to cook, is that going in?
No, not yet. I haven't made the mince pies up yet.
Yeah, when Tony starts to cook, he has stuff everywhere.
Also, don't forget, have something else to demonstrate.
What, my talking thermometer?
Yes.
Right, let's see.
Now, how do you take the thing off?
Which?
Okay. Pull it off, yeah. All right.
Put it in my pocket.
Switch on. There we go. All right, and then you stick it in the...
This is an early Christmas present from Tony.
Stick it in there. Stick it in the middle. Well, anyway.
Oh.
Yeah, now hold it up. Hold it there. And then when you press the button, it will tell you.
90.3 degrees Celsius.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's clear. Celsius. So she's touching it. So, yeah, so I've just got the cake out. I'm just waiting for Tony to make his mince pies and they've got to go in. So, oh, I've done the loose thing. There you go. In my pocket. That was another Christmas present from Tony, wasn't it?
Yes.
So, it's got
you
use.
Like it, don't you?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? You like it as well, though. We have got a normal version of it, but we use my one. So, yeah, so when Tony's finished in the kitchen, I'm going to come make a drink because I'm thirsty, but I'm not going to. It's all cluttered. When guys cook, they spread themselves out, don't they, Tony?
Well, this side is preparation. That side is completion.
God knows how he would survive in a small kitchen.
I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't. Not now, anyway. Pardon?
Have to build a bigger one.
Oh, my God.
This one's just about the right size. Any smaller would be no good.
And my kitchen's quite big, to be honest. I mean, I can't get a table in it, but it's got loads of worktops in it. Absolutely.
You can't get a table in here, it's because you've got four doors.
Yeah, if we had less doors in there, we'd be all right. Oh, God, it's cold. So, yeah, so tonight we're having pre-Christmas drinks and nibbles. Hello, Tilly Cat. So, Tony's made cake. His Christmas cake has come out really nice as well. We've not tried that yet. We're going to maybe cut that later, maybe. So he's made mince pies and two Victoria sandwiches. One because it's Chloe's boyfriend's birthday, or was his birthday on Friday, and she asked if she could have a cake made. So Tony's made a cake for that, and we've got a spare one. So, yeah, so that's what we're doing tonight. If I can, I'll do a boo later. Hope everyone's okay. As I say, we've been quite busy. It's my mum's birthday on Thursday, so I've got her card, just got to go and get her a present. Yeah, so I hope everyone has a good day. I'm going to go off and hopefully my kitchen will be free soon so I can make a drink, if there's space. And we will speak to you soon. Oh, Pocky's whitening her jingle collar. She's got a Christmas collar on with bows and bells on it, so she's jingling. Okay, we'll speak to you soon. Bye. The other thing I forgot to say was Amanda went out on her work's Christmas party last night and came back out of her box totally slaughtered. The good thing is she was sick, basically. And apparently she must have got a bit on the carpet from her room to the toilet. But I didn't know that because she must have tried to clean it. So it's got to be sorted out a bit more. But she didn't get any in the... Well, she moved the toilet mat because she must have got sick on that. But at least she made it safe so I could walk around without stepping in anything slimy and horrible. But, so she's recovering in her bed at the moment. So God knows what state she's in. So that's that, really. So Hannah went off to Winter Wonderland yesterday after work. She's working today. So that's it, really. But I hope everyone, as I said, has a really good day. And I will definitely speak to you all soon. Take care. Bye.